Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Gratitude Gems Meditation Series. In the month of February, the gemstone is amethyst. The principle or topic for today is courage. So let us begin by settling into this time and place. If you can do so safely, gently, close your eyes and relax into your chair. Feel a wave of relaxation coming down from above, relaxing from head to toe, perhaps envisioning a wave of white light descending from above, relaxing your neck and shoulders, relaxing your brain and thinking, becoming quiet and still, relaxing your arms all the way down to your fingertips, relaxing your torso, relaxing your lungs as your breathing rate slows down, relaxing your lower back, your hips, legs, knees, ankles, and feet. Breathe in and out. With every breath, feeling more relaxed, more centered, calm and peaceful. Bring to mind someone or something in which you are grateful for, significant other, a parent, child, an event. See it in your mind's eye. Now bring that attention down into your heart center. Feel it in your heart. Feel the love and gratitude radiate and grow. Perhaps it brings a smile to your face. Feel that loving, radiant energy expanding your body. With every beat of your heart, see, feel, and know it courses through your arteries and veins. Feeling ever more grateful, becoming that gratitude radiator, radiating out gratitude into your world, blessing all those that you meet. For when we live our lives through gratitude, we are courageous. We courageously express our love and gratitude for those around us. Not only those that are most important, our family, but we spread it throughout the office. Gratitude for our coworkers. And we spread it everywhere we meet. From the clerk at the grocery store to the cleaning staff in the office to the neighbor next door. We have the simple courage to open our mouth and say thank you. A heartfelt thank you with a smile. This is easy courage. But can you be courageous through your challenges? Are you courageous enough to drop everything you have pack it up into a backpack, and walk to freedom. Like many asylum seekers today, walking hundreds of miles, crossing seas, rivers, lakes, and oceans to escape oppression. Courageously walking, leaving it all behind for the hope of a new life, for the hope of peace, safety, freedom. Do you have the courage to leave it all behind? To become a refugee, to become homeless. Real courage comes from within, deep within. There is a belief, a faith, that there is something bigger, something better, driving, striving for that truth. That something, that dream, that vision. That's real courage. To step out in faith and trust into the abyss, not knowing where or what tomorrow will bring. Where will I sleep? What will I eat? How will I get there? Courageously stepping forth. How do you express your courage? What are you courageous about? What are your hopes and dreams, visions and goals? Let's take a moment and reflect. In a moment of silence. Courage and gratitude, they go together. For as you walk down your path to your goals, be grateful for every step of the way. Be grateful for every accomplishment. Be grateful for every hurdle. Every obstacle. For the obstacles are tests of your courage, your resolve, your tenacity, your strength to achieve. Be grateful for the growth, the expansion that you will receive by facing those challenges. By striding over the hurdles, by completing the obstacles. Gratitude fuels the courage by celebrating the successes, knowing that you are now one step closer to freedom, one step closer to success. One step closer to your heart's desire. For when we believe, have faith, and know that we are on the right path, we fuel our courage, gives us strength through the moments of doubt to continue to hold the vision, to build that inner strength, that fortitude. How do you fuel your courage? What are your battles? How do you face your fears? Do you do so from the back seat? Or are you in the driver's seat, attacking them head on? Take a moment now and envision or consider the obstacles you face through a moment of silence. Yes, there are many obstacles on our path. Are you prepared for battle like a soldier, ready to attack, ready to do whatever it takes to win the battle, to achieve the goal? How are you prepared? Have you built up your belief and faith? Have you fortified with gratitude? Have you strengthened your resolve, knowing you are on the right path, following your truth, what resonates to your very core? Yes. Through your faith, belief, trust, and gratitude, you have the courage to achieve the goal, to win the race, to simply be present, to face the challenge and overcome. So whatever your challenge, whatever your goal may be, be it freedom from oppression, be it winning the contract, buying the new house, asking the beautiful person out for a date, arriving to work on time, beating the traffic, whatever the goal may be, large or small, today reach deep within for the courage to achieve. Have the courage to set big goals, large, scary goals. For the bigger we stretch, the bigger we can achieve. Yes, it will require more courage. Yes, it will require more work. But yes, the rewards are far greater. So today, go about your day with courage, strength, and gratitude, knowing that through these attributes, you can, will, achieve anything you put your mind to, anything you put your heart to. So as we begin to wrap up this time of communication with our soul, know that you can return to this spot at any time through your day simply by returning within into your heart center, feeling those feelings of gratitude, peace, joy, and contentment that lie within your heart center. So gather up all that strength, all those attributes of courage that we've touched upon as we become more outwardly oriented. Envision a staircase before you and slowly begin to ascend, going up one step at a time, and with every step become more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic. Envision yourself courageously stepping out today, pursuing your goals, dreams, and heart's desires. Do so with faith and trust that you will achieve, that every step along the way is perfect. As you become more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic, feel the gratitude resonate, bringing a smile to your lips and gratitude on your heart, approaching all those you meet today with gratitude. I am grateful for the opportunity to share this meditation with you, as I am grateful to provide additional ways to live life in gratitude. Visit our website at believeingratitude.net for creative ways to have a grateful day. It's shared on our sister site at theachievementprocess.com, where we provide tools, our online course, to achieve your heart's desire, our focus point email series provides action points to keep focused on your courage and the other topics of the week. You can find a sign up for that on our website. Follow us on Facebook at The Grateful Universe or The Achievement Process or Bodhi the Big Dog. She's full of gratitude and she provides daily offerings of gratitude to help inspire you to remain positive, to find the gratitude in all parts of your life. Thank you for joining us. And as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. Have a grateful day.